If children aren't focusing or interested in learning, it's probably not because they're lazy. And it's probably not because you need better behavior management or to develop deeper relationships with the children you teach. It might be because they're not curious. Hello and welcome to Blooming Curious, the podcast dedicated to reimagining early childhood education through the power of curiosity. I'm Edwina, your host, and here to explore the strategies that inspire a lifelong love for learning in children. So if you're homeschooling or you're a curious educator looking for creative, meaningful ways to engage children and move beyond the talk and chalk traditional classroom approach, then this is the place for you. If children aren't focusing or interested in learning, it's probably not because they're lazy. And it's probably not because you need better behavior management or to develop deeper relationships with the children you teach. It might be because they're not curious. And before you panic, this is not about turning your classroom or homeschool upside down or abandoning structure. In fact, the real solution might be combining something very old with something very responsive. I keep seeing teachers and parents everywhere saying the same thing. Children won't start. They refuse. They're distracted. They can't focus. They don't care. And I totally understand the frustration. But here's what I've noticed over the years teaching K-2. When children are genuinely curious, focus is rarely the problem. Structure isn't the problem. Content isn't the problem. The problem is when learning has no ignition point, when there's nothing to spark interest. Because remember, we are up against screens nowadays. Recently, as you know, if you've been following me for a while, I've switched from a traditional teaching model to a classical education model. And I'll do more episodes on classical education in future. But as you know, if you've been following me for a while, I am a big fan of inquiry-based learning. And so I've been looking at how inquiry-based learning fits into classical education. And I've been pleasantly surprised at how these two approaches actually complement each other. Thank goodness. Now stay with me until the end when I'm going to introduce you to a framework to help you implement everything I'm telling you today. Now, we tend to think of education in three camps. There's the traditional, which is being taught in most schools right now, which is based very much on the industrial style model of teaching. And I'm not focusing on that here today. Classical education, which is really the old way of teaching. It's structured, it's content rich. It's teacher-led. And then there's inquiry-based learning, which is more responsive. It's child-led, sort of, and it's curiosity-driven. But what if disengagement is happening because we're separating what actually belongs together? Now, there's a thought. Classical education, you see, focuses on building a strong, coherent knowledge base. Strong language, rich stories and ideas, and cognitive challenge, as well as structure. And all these things I've intuitively a huge supporter of. But without curiosity, it can just become compliance-driven learning. On the other hand, inquiry-based learning gives you ownership or gives children ownership, help gets that questioning going, which is also very much part of classical education. There's also the component of investigation. There's a lot of energy and engagement with inquiry-based learning, which of course is why I like to use it because that's the kind of way I roll. But without structure, inquiry can also become scattered and chaotic. But inquiry-based learning and classical education is actually a very powerful combination. Classical gives children content and knowledge that's worth knowing. Inquiry gives them a reason to care. And when you combine content with genuine investigation, curiosity ignites. And when curiosity ignites, focus follows. So here are 6 steps that you can implement right away to get your students more focused and curious. 1 is start with rich content, not just activities. Instead of reading or lecturing and then following that with a worksheet, try reading a vivid, powerful picture book or story, or bring in a real object or a beautiful image or a question tied to the narrative. Give them something worth wondering about. 2 is ask before you tell. After you've introduced the content, ask, what do you notice? What do you think is happening? Why do you think that? This tiny little shift activates ownership. 3 is teach explicitly after the curiosity is sparked. This is where classical structure shines. After discussion, you teach the vocabulary explicitly. You model the writing explicitly. You build a sentence together. You practice the skills. So what happens is that curiosity opens the door and structure builds the skill. And 4 is make your tasks short, clear, and purposeful. Because young children disengage when work feels disconnected or when it feels endless or when they don't understand the point. So instead, tie your task directly back to the question that you explored. You might say something like, we're writing this because we're trying to explain what we discovered. Now the work suddenly has meaning. 5 is protect the cognitive load. Young children cannot focus for long periods without mental breaks. Your structure might look like 10 minutes of deep learning and focus. Then you have a movement break, then you can do some reflection, and then you repeat the process. And this prevents that refusal spiral. And 6 is make narration a habit. And this is a powerful strategy that I've just recently learned from the classical tradition and Charlotte Mason. This is when you have children retell what they have just heard you read or what they've just heard you teach. You let them explain it or teach it back in their own words. Narration is a powerful strategy that simultaneously builds memory and focus. And I've been seeing just how powerful this is in my very own class with my little kindies over the past 3 weeks. So if you want children to focus, give them something worth focusing on. This is exactly why I created Curiosity Without Chaos. Not to make learning louder or to pile more onto your plate, but to show you how to design learning that ignites curiosity while still keeping structure, calm, and clarity. And Curiosity Without Chaos is going to help you integrate your planning. It's going to help you structure inquiry calmly and without overwhelm. And if your biggest struggle right now is getting your children to engage and focus, then Curiosity Without Chaos might be just what you need. Get the link in the show notes or in the description if you're on YouTube. And thanks so much for listening. If you appreciate this episode or the content that I create, then please leave a review on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts. That will really help the show be discovered. So until next time, take care of yourself and be blooming curious.